It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for January 12th of 2026. This past Saturday, I took a few moments to disconnect from the world, I thought, and take my dog out for a much-needed WALK. Well, I'm not sure why I dispelled that, since Trenny's not right here. During our walk, as snowflakes fell in my quiet mid-Michigan enclave, I noticed something I wasn't expecting. As I approached the main road of the downtown area, I saw a man walking back and forth on the other side of the road, and he was carrying a sign which said, "Dump Trump, not the homeless." And there were a couple of cool parts to the scene. One, several cars beeped at him in approval as they drove by. And two, there he was, one ordinary person, bravely heading out by himself to let others know that they are not alone, watching in horror as their country regresses into authoritarianism. Now, I gave the gentleman a thumbs up as we were walking by, and I told him to keep up the good work, and he responded by asking me to spread the word. And I told him, I certainly am. The symbolism, though, wasn't lost on me. On witnessing that one man protesting in a town that's pretty much a MAGA red town, while anti-ICE protests featuring thousands and thousands of working-class Americans were happening at the exact same time across the United States. The anti-ICE protests, of course, were in reaction to the stunning scene of an American ICE agent shooting a 37-year-old American citizen and mother of three in the face and killing her in Minneapolis last week. Now, once all the videos of the murder were released, including the cell phone footage from the killer himself, it only served to anger progressives and independents alike, which is why 40% of Americans now strongly disapprove, while another 12% somewhat disapprove of how the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Gestapo is operating in this country. And here's the other part that really needs mentioning. We cannot forget this. Yes, it is completely enraging how ICE is murdering, berating, and beating American citizens, but it's equally enraging how ICE is allowed to treat undocumented citizens the same way. The Trump regime's so-called hillbilly elegist, J.D. Vance, claimed that ICE has full immunity to enforce the regime's anti-American brutality on the people. Now, I just got done watching Ken Burns' documentary on PBS on the American Revolution. I thought soldiers on the streets and entering homes is something that we fought against during the American Revolution. But now here we are. When Dear Leader Trump claimed that he wanted to get rid and deport immigrants who were the worst of the worst of criminals, look, I understood how voters were swayed by that argument, but we progressives understood what the regime and MAGA Republicans really meant, attacking anyone who looked like a bad immigrant, aka people with brown and black skin. Since white supremacists like the Proud Boys, for example, or white Christian nationalists believe white people becoming a minority race in America is somehow antithetical to this country's values, harassing, kidnapping, beating up, and deporting all so-called bad immigrants was the primary goal. And it's not only turned out to be horrible for our nation's economy to disappear so many undocumented citizens who were working in this country and who were hoping to become American citizens, but it's caused this country to look like Nazi Germany. And we're not too far away from being asked about our papers as we go out and about. MLive's Rose White reported this weekend how more than 2,300 immigrants were scooped up by ICE in Michigan from January through October 15th of last year, and that number increased as ICE broadened its sweeps to kidnap and deport people who've been in this country for decades and many who've been going through the system to gain legal status. They contributed to our society, and the Trump regime kidnapped them and disappeared them. It should be noted, 75% of those 2,300 immigrants who were kidnapped did not have criminal records. It was never about getting rid the worst of the worst. The cruelty is the point, and the American people are waking up how this regime is inflicting cruelty and violence against their neighbors, their co-workers, their friends. And that's why in Detroit, I applaud City Councilwoman Gabriela Santiago Romero, a Democratic socialist, for trying to find ways to limit ICE operations on city-owned property. I mean, that seems like good policy to pursue to me, and as Santiago Romero said, I think this is an unfortunate example of what happens when you give an agency this amount of power and money. Now, you compare Santiago Romero's stance to corporate Democratic office holders like multimillionaire Congressman Sri Zandahar from Detroit or Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett from Bay City and Oakland County's Haley Stevens, who voted with MAGA Republicans last summer to pass a resolution that actually thanked ICE for its service. And then you realize how corporate Democrats let this country down when we needed an opposition party more than anything. By the way, Haley Stevens is running to become the Democratic Party nominee for Michigan's open Senate seat. I just thought I'd mention that little fact. Whether it's those thousands and thousands who took to the streets or that one guy with a little sign in a small mid-Michigan town, those are the working class Americans that Democrats and progressives should stand up for on a daily basis. But that's hard to do as a good handful of corporate Democrats believed in capitulation to the swarming authoritarianism was a better strategy than fighting against it. And now the regime's thugs are killing the very people they claimed they were protecting. Hey, come to think of it, where's Gretchen Whitmer been of late? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.